I'm brutally honest here. Mark, last week at the end of the service said, well, if what happened at the end of last week's service, if that don't light your fire, your wood ain't even wet. You ain't even wood. Praise the one who paid my debt, took this life, raised me from the dead and gave me life. If that doesn't just send you into... Brother Rogers this week did a devotion, and I giggled the entire time. It's so awesome. Every time he saw some new truth about grace and mercy, what did he do? I went home and told Wendy, I was, you got to listen. This guy, when he sees something in Scripture, when God's Word speaks to his heart and hits him, he literally hits him. I love that about God's Word, what it does. It's not just words on a page. If these are just words on a page, then you don't know God. God is just a word on a page to you. Praise the one who paid my debt. You know, the debt that sends us straight to hell, that debt. Our sin debt was paid by Christ on the cross. If you don't understand that the only reason that you have life, and I'm not talking about physical life, the only reason that you have spiritual life and have a promise waiting you in heaven is that debt was paid on a cross and you were dead without Christ and now Christ made you alive. If that doesn't cause you to jump up and squirmy shout, amen. Then let the cool air in the air, those of you that are shivering, this is your opportunity to fake it, get up and get warm. I'm going to ask you to do something. Seriously, man, if that truth doesn't hit you, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to ask you to do something I don't normally do. I don't know why I don't normally do it, but I'm going to ask you to turn to Mark chapter 8, verse 34, either in your Bible, on your app, whatever you have. When you find Mark chapter 8, verse 34, I want you to stand. And I know some of you are unable to stand. I know who you are. You don't have to stand. Once you find Mark chapter 8, verse 34, stand. I'll tell you why I'm going to have you stand. I'm having you stand in just a moment. All right, Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus, help us, Lord. Calling the crowd to him with his disciples, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? What can a man give in return for his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Father God, help us. Father, I pray that our standing this morning be a testimony that we have heard your word. Father, we would heed these words. They wouldn't just be words that were read from a book. They wouldn't just be words that went out into the air. Father, they would be words that penetrate our heart. Use your word, Father, to teach us today. Draw us to you today. Use your word to bring the lost to salvation, the broken, Father, to healing, the empty to being made full, the Father, the dead to be alive. We ask it in your Son's name. Amen. You can be seated. I really do. I don't do that very often. I don't know, maybe.